The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. It's me. It's Dr. Steve Pettirudi, and you're listening to Intellectual Medicine. Thanks for tuning in. It's a beautiful morning out, but yes, I know there are thunderstorms coming, but isn't that kind of fun? I don't know, Ed, you like thunderstorms? Kind of cool.
It's definitely a change in the environment. It's kind of one of those things where you look outside, wait 5 minutes, it's going to change again.
Yeah, it's a showtime. Anyhow, today we're going to be talking about brains, new research underway that is hopeful of giving some benefit to Alzheimer's disease. And I'll tell you why I think that research is likely to be fruitless and what's a better approach, in my opinion, to pursue. We're going to be talking about immunologic senescence, the aging of your immune system, how that affects you and what you can do about it. And we're going to be talking about some other breakthrough, not breakthrough, but interesting studies, changes in the recommendations from the American College of OBGYN regarding mammographies, and a connection between antibiotics and depression, studies showing that it may actually improve depression in some people, and we'll go over that as well. And of course, we've got to take a tour around the political scene because it affects our health. Everything kind of connects. And in intellectual medicine, we try to weave it all together. You know, one of the things that's happened to medicine, it's broken down into little pieces, hasn't it? You get a specialist for your left knuckle, your right knuckle, your earlobe. And there are so many specialists, they carve you up like you're a jigsaw puzzle. Tie it together. How many folks have been through this? If you've been through this, the washing machine of bumping through, you know what's happened? This is what's happened. They have absolutely stripped intellectual doctors of their freedom and capacity to think. The top-down management has gotten so onerous. The care pathways are imposed on doctors. The time in the exam room is invaded by third parties to the point where you think you're going to get a reflective moment with a physician or a nurse practitioner that's going to be able to help you process difficult problems. Look, if they can't solve your problem in 5 minutes, you're out of luck because complex issues do not lend themselves to immediate remedy. So this all kind of connects, right? The big mantra now is of course, healthcare insurance. And now we had one horrible plan which replaced the chaos, which was also horrible. Think about that. When I entered healthcare 30 years ago, we were in a crisis regarding delivery of healthcare 30 years ago. So this debate's not new. Obamacare wasn't the remedy. It was unraveling under its own expense and inability to meet expectation. Having health insurance is not the same as having health. But there is something known as health security. And that is a psychological benefit of knowing that if you get a medical catastrophe, you have a capacity to deal with it. That's why we've been advocating here, and I think we're evolving toward a Medicare for all type of system. I know many of you feel like this is government takeover. And if you feel that way, reflect on this detail. Would you be willing to have the government abandon Medicare entirely? After all, that's the same premise. It's our belief at Intellectual Medicine that the next step in healthcare is just another form of failure. And until the public at large is convinced that these sequential failures are not in their best interest, until the people get a grassroots movement, we're not going to get the right thing. I mean, who benefits from the system the way it is? Surely not primary care doctors, right? I know them. They're suffering. They're getting the squeeze put on them. More patients, less time. It's a mill. The hospitals are able to lobby because of their deep pockets and resources, pharmaceutical companies, and insurance companies. Well, insurance companies' livelihood depends on the perception that they're needed, when they actually are lopping off huge amounts of the money you pay for issues and conditions and things other than paying for your health care. So we believe that the current debate in Washington is a prelude to failure, and that you can pick whatever sort of plan is out there, throw as much money at it as you want, they're all going to fail. I hate to be a pessimist. What this means to you, dear listeners, you better take care of your health. Government's not going to be there to catch you when you fall. And this is the cornerstone of really intellectual medicine. How do we take care of our health? How can we do that? What things matter and what things don't matter? Well, what matters to us here in Rhode Island, you got to have a job. You got to have income. And if you don't have those two things, then you're going to suffer with housing insecurity and food insecurity. And those two things will corrode your health. In Rhode Island, 8 to 9% of households have food insecurity. That's a nice way of saying people go to bed hungry. And when I say people, I'm talking kids primarily, disproportionately affected. Now, those of you who care about this issue, and I know you all do, there's a website called ampleharvest.org. You can go to that website and you can find out where the food banks are in Rhode Island, if you need their help, or if you want to contribute to their good work. Now, this connects to everything else, including our stagnant economy. Yes, Rhode Island's economy is stagnating. Not enough jobs, not enough income. And don't forget, this is occurring in the era of a robust economic growth elsewhere. And there are a couple of bills that we need to be aware of that can really harm us. One of those is the paid sick leave bill. And I think this bill is another one of 1,000 cuts that will damage business growth in Rhode Island. Another reason for businesses to avoid coming here, and another burden for businesses that are starting to grow up here. Look, in Rhode Island, we've got workman's compensation. It's magnificent. It works beautifully. Most states don't have that. If you're out of work beyond 1 week, then you have an insurance plan to compensate your income. We have the FMLA Act that will protect your job when you're out of work. So what's left? 5 days? 5 days of uncovered time? You can't handle 5 days? Your employer isn't willing to support you through 5 days? And I'd say you got a lousy employer and you better buck out and get something else. Right, we have employees. They're great. We want to keep them. And the way we keep them, you got to treat them correctly. Otherwise, they're going to float. So this is a hollow bill with nothing but bureaucratic imposition. And I dare say there's hardly a person who can't handle 1 day out of work without pay. That's absurd. The other thing out there, and this one is really scary, folks, the police and fire disability bill. Okay, so here's how it works. They want to claim that high blood pressure is a disabling condition, and upon acquiring it, get a 2/3 tax-free income for life by virtue of their disability. Think about that. How many of you got up this past week, took your blood pressure medicine, and went to work? Yeah, you didn't get a 2/3 disability pension for life tax-free. So how does that translate? Look, I love our police and firemen, people. But this is wrong. This will burden, this is a backdoor way to try to undermine pension reform. Because nobody will take a pension out. You will have 80% of the police and firefighters applying for and getting disability if this type of a bill goes through. Now, in 2016, in the city of Providence alone, 220 firefighters made over $100,000. Now, let's do some quick math. This is only the city of Providence, not the statewide effect the bill would have. If those 100 were to retire, their annual pension would be $66,000. I'm sure there'd be cost of living adjustments. At the end of a 30-year span, the average firefighter or policeman retiring at about 45 after 20 years of duty, that's $500 million for those 100 people. Now, extrapolate that to the entire population. You've got a demographic time bomb that will crush the state's budget. You wonder why we don't have money for things now? A lot of it is legacy expenses. It's easy as a politician to give away money that doesn't come due until somebody else's watch. So keep an eye on this bill, folks. It needs to be killed in the cradle. And the unions have been pushing this time and again. Now, I've been railing against, moving on to another topic, I've been railing against the Scholarship for Knucklehead bill, and I'm pleased to report that the original form of that has been killed. And I kind of like the new one. The new one is CCRI for 2 years, free tuition. You got to keep a GPA above 2.5. And here's why I like it, and it's not paradoxical of me to change my opinion. I think this is a better bill. CCRI is a backbone of affordable and accessible education. that particularly is helpful for people that are disadvantaged. You've got to have an intellectual populace in order to grow your economy. That I believe. What we need to do next is fix the high schools. Right? We had a cluster of cancer being reported in North Providence. What's that all about? And what is a cluster of cancer? Well, we're going to find out about that, and we're going to find out about your brain and how to protect it when we come back. I'm Dr. Steve Pedderudi. This is Intellectual Medicine.
In the know.
At the State House, there's word of substantial agreement between the governor and legislative Democrats.
News, traffic, weather, and Southern New England's most informative talk lineup. News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Tara here with big news about Perennials Consignment in Wakefield. This Sunday the 25th, they're having a $5 frenzy sale. Your favorite store for fun, affordable fashion will have the entire store marked 20% off the already low prices, plus hundreds of $5 items. I love this. Or 10 items for $40. Capris, handbags, dresses, jeans, beachwear, and more. Sizes from extra small to 3X. Perennials. This Sunday from 9 to 3, bring your friends to the $5 frenzy sale at Perennials Consignment, 40 Charles Street in Wakefield, behind Belmont Market.
Set sail for Fall River at the all-new Summer Battleship Brew Fest on Friday, July 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Battleship Cove. Sample amazing craft beers from domestic and international breweries while you feast on an incredible barbecue by the ship's caterer, George's Chow Line. Live music from Whiskey Affliction, prizes, and more. Tickets are $40 in advance at battleshipcove.org. Must be 21 or over to attend. That's the Summer Battleship Brew Fest, Friday, July 14th.
Number 3, KCCNE Takes Your Project from the initial consultation and design right through the finishing touches. Doing it yourself or have your own contractor? KCCNE has all your cabinet and countertop needs. At KCCNE.com, view the testimonials from our happy customers and the amazing selection of before and after pictures. Stop in our new showroom on Eston Ave in Pawtucket. Kitchen and countertop, center of New England. The difference is in the details.
Warwick's Waterfront Dining Experience, Iggy's Boardwalk and Lobster Clam Bar. Their gazebo bar, patio, and creamery now open. Enjoy their raw bar, apps, soups, sandwiches, lobsters, and delicious entrees. And if you want something fast and easy, then a trip to Iggy's Doughboys and Chowder House is right next door. For lunch, dinner, snacking, and takeout too. Iggy's Boardwalk, Iggy's Doughboys, Oakland Beach, Warwick, and Point Judith Road, Narragansett. It's always summer at Iggy's, a Rhode Island tradition since 1989.
This is attorney Stephen LeVake, your host of Legal Tips here on WPRO. If you're facing legal problems, you need an attorney with experience, knowledge, and a great reputation in the community. I've been helping clients in Rhode Island and Massachusetts navigate the legal system for almost 20 years. And remember, I'm the attorney who returns all telephone calls within 24 hours. Call me, attorney Stephen LeVake, at 490-4900 or find me online at splaw.com.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pedderudi. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. It's Dr. Steve Pedderudi on a beautiful Saturday morning here at WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. You know what? It's kind of cool. I can sit here at the microphone and I can see like a picture of myself as I'm talking. I got to say, it's a little bit disturbing.
That's because the previous show was Morning News with Steve Klamkin, and he likes to look at the WPRO feed to ensure that we're getting all of his smiling faces.
Well, that's important, too. So, you know, the good news about it, though, folks, is you just get to hear my voice, so you don't have to look at me, and that's kind of cool. You know, I don't know, man. It's like I'm working hard for every follicle. My hair, I'm follicularly challenged, and I am working hard. My friend Robert Leonard gave me a boost, and I've invented a cream. This is true, Ed. I've invented a cream that grows hair. I know, it's a blockbuster. We are testing it out at Intellectual Medicine, along with this process called PRFM. And if you've not heard about it, folks, then you need to. Platelet-rich fibrin matrix is part of a new wave of stimulating your body to regenerate. Now, we talk about this a lot at Intellectual Medicine because it's the cornerstone of anti-aging. In order to slow down the aging process, or in some cases attempt to reverse its effects, we've got to restore cells. They've got to be replaced faster than they're being destroyed. platelet-rich fiber matrix is when we take your own blood, spin it out, separating the red and the white cells from the clear plasma. That plasma is packed with platelets that are filled with growth factors. Those growth factors and those recovery factors is what make platelets do their magic, right? You get a cut on your arm, the platelets go to work, and it's healed. That is a form of regenerative medicine. We've taken that science and applied it to other areas of the body. This product has been FDA approved for use in knees in the setting of arthritis, and it's been shown to be one of the few things that can actually stimulate improvement in cartilage. Now, you heard last week that cortisone shots over time have been shown to be ineffective for controlling pain and to correlate with corrosion of the cartilage. Two bad things. The platelet-rich fiber matrix reverses that. Now, take this magic, and where else can you put it? You know, FDA off-label use means a thoughtful doctor or nurse practitioner with proper information can apply a drug or modality to another purpose if, in their judgment, it is well-suited for it. Case in point, the platelet-rich fiber matrix that goes in the knee can also go in the face. And we call that our vampire facial. We don't call it that. That's, in fact, its trademark name. And we have it available at Intellectual Medicine because it can help stimulate new cells. In the hair, it can stimulate new hair follicles. It's exciting stuff. And it's evidence that things can be reversed, that our body can restore itself. And this is just one of many weapons. But let's turn to a part of the body that is really hard to restore. I'm talking about my second favorite organ, the brain. The brain is really the seat of our personality, and one of the most terrifying things for anybody to contemplate is loss of their intellect, the oncoming encroachment of dementia. Now, there was an article in the Providence Journal Bulletin. And by the way, a little side, Ed, do you subscribe to the Journal Bulletin? You get the newspaper?
No.
You don't? See? Now, I think everybody should, and here's why. I'm going to make a pitch for the Journal. It is the Fourth Estate, folks. They are the people that have the investigative reporters that can go out there and get stories that we need to know about. And if they collapse financially, we're all going to suffer. So I subscribe to it partly out of a sense of civic duty. Even though, yeah, you can go to the internet and you get all the news you want, right? But it's unfiltered. It's half of it's garbage. I like having an editor at some level. So anyhow, that's my pitch, to go out there and subscribe to the Providence Journal Bulletin in the name of your civic duty, good government, and to put that CCRI education to work. Right now you can read and interpret what you're reading. Anyhow, we're talking about brains. I guess it's important that I keep my brain on track here. So we're talking about brains because of the fear of dementia. Now, there is no known treatment for dementia, none. And we're not even sure what causes it. The theory has always been that these amyloid plaques build up in the brain and cause it to malfunction and corrode and causes death of the brain cells. So the pharmaceutical companies went after a drug that would help dissolve the plaques, and they found it. One of those drugs, solanezumab, was put through phase 3 trials to see if it would work. And you know what it did? It dissolved plaques. You know what it didn't do? It didn't affect dementia. The dementia progressed. This drug, when that study report came in showing it was ineffective, rattled the dementia community, that is the researchers. Maybe those amyloid plaques are coincidental and are not the cause. But maybe there's a common denominator that causes the plaque and the brain damage. So here you are, you're Lilly and Company. Your stock took a 14% hit and you did a $150 million write-off. Now, how does this connect to the moment? When there's big pharma behind a drug, that propels favoritism toward a particular theory of disease, right? Hey, I got a drug that dissolves amyloid plaque. It failed to have an effect. Do we close the tent and move on to another theory? Well, no, we've got $1 billion invested in this sucker. We got to find a way to squeeze money out of it. So now there's a new study happening, right? And guess what the new study, guess which drug the new study is studying? That's right. Solanezumab. The same failed drug from before. Only this time, they're applying it to prevent Alzheimer's. That's their hope. Now, at Warren Alpert School of Medicine, they have a fantastic research arm that is looking into Alzheimer's, and we applaud their efforts. However, you've got to be mindful of how the investment money is being spent. And Dr. Salloway said about this study, open quote, yet another weapon in the war against Alzheimer's, close quote. An utterly misleading statement. There is no weapon in the war against Alzheimer's. We're about successful in that war as the war on poverty and drugs. There is no weapon. The only weapon, folks, is your primary prevention. So at Intellectual Medicine, we study what affects the brain in detail, and we try to apply that in a manner that can protect your brain. We know that dementing illnesses start 20 years before symptoms begin. And there's a correlation, a connection between obesity, that's too many fat cells, and a shrinking brain. A study has shown that your brain shrinks faster 10 years ahead of time if you're carrying extra fat. And we've found a way to solve the fat problem. And we're going to continue to promote that solution because it's safe, effective, non-surgical, and sustainable. And it is at the bedrock of so many medical conditions. It is absolutely unjustified that the medical community at large has ignored this issue, that we have not made this a national priority, that we're not putting billions of dollars into this. People should be busting down our door trying to figure out what we've done to solve obesity. But it's deafeningly silent from the mainstream. There's just no big money in it. I think that's part of it. They look at it sideways. So back to the brain. What else affects your brain? Okay, we know trauma's not good. Another thing that affects your brain, lead. We know lead is a pure toxin. There's nothing good about it. What we don't know is what level, what threshold is going to do you harm. Now, you can get the lead tested in the blood, and there's merit in doing that. The threshold, in my view, it should be less than 5. The medical threshold is less than 10, but that's far too high. The real culprit, though, is the cumulative lead. It hides in your bone. It hides in your cells. And that's the lead that you have to test through provocation, pulling it out of the bone in a way that enables us to test what comes out of the urine. That's a correlation to long-term intellectual deficit. We don't know for sure how much lead you can tolerate, but we do know for sure no lead is good lead. So test your water. Look at the environment you're in. Try to minimize the sources. But don't forget, studies showing baby food had lead in it. Over 80% of juices, grape juice, had lead in it. How's lead getting baby food? Well, it grows in the plants that are harvested because the lead goes in the air, out of the smokestacks, into the soil, and into the plant. There's lead in your lipstick, ladies, in most cases. There is no reg that limits the amount of lead they can put there. There is lead in wine. There's lead in certain stemware and glasses. There certainly was lead in the paint and in the gasoline of yesteryear, and we all accumulated that. So the moral of the story here is be wary of false hope. Do not sit passively by hoping that they're going to invent a drug that will save your brain. You want to live 120 years, and that's our goal for you, but you want to take your brain with you. So start now. Control your weight. Get the lead out. And get the right antioxidants in you. Free radicals corrode brain. And that is a high and a primary issue at hand. I would love to see them study chelation and lead removal and see how that correlates with brain health. I don't think that study's coming anytime real soon. But at Intellectual Medicine, we're pioneering that way. Up next, however, from the Revolution Softwash News Center is Doug Lizette with today's headlines. And I'll be back. We're going to be talking about new recommendations for mammogram screening and can antibiotics cure depression. I'm Dr. Pedrutti. This is Intellectual Medicine.
And here's what's happening from WPRO at 8:30. More than 120 people have been buried by a landslide in a mountain village in southwestern China. It engulfed 62 homes and a hotel this morning. A total of 5 Republican senators now oppose the Senate GOP health care bill. It would take only 3 defections to the Democratic side to sink the measure. Senator Dean Heller of Nevada is the latest Republican to say he won't support the GOP bill unless it is changed. A Connecticut woman has been found has been arrested after she was found passed out at the wheel of her car with 3 young children inside. New London police say 26-year-old Cassidy Moniz of of Norwich was found in the driver's seat of her idling vehicle. Police say she was unresponsive, had to be revived using the drug Narcan. In WPRO sports, the Red Sox retired number 34 for slugger David Ortiz in a pregame ceremony before a packed Fenway Park last night. He's the 10th Red Sox player to be so honored. He had the shortest wait less than a year after he retired as one of the most productive offensive players in Sox history. And from the Seascape Lawn Care Weather Center, the exclusive AccuWeather forecast calling for storms moving into Rhode Island right now from southwest to northeast as they start to approach Providence. Now heavy rain expected, thunder and lightning, but all of this should be out of here by noon, leaving a mix of sun and clouds for this afternoon with a high of 87 degrees, clear to partly cloudy overnight with a low of 59. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. It'll be nice after we get past this Saturday morning, looking for a high Sunday of 84 degrees.
From the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here is your Burger King regional traffic.
A crash reported about 10 minutes ago in Johnston, 295 southbound by the Route 6 exit. The exit ramp is affected there, so keep that in mind. Also in Johnston, some work on Greenville Ave today. Up in Blackstone Valley, things are okay. It's a nice ride through Providence right now. No big delays down South County Way, although work continues on the Newport Bridge. And that's your Burger King regional right now traffic. Right now at Burger King, they're doing the mix and match. You choose from the extra long cheeseburger, original chicken sandwich, and big fish sandwich. Any two, just $5 only at Burger King, where taste is king. I'm Dave Gardner on WPRO.
The news, traffic, and weather, plus some fun along the way with Rhode Island's anchorman, Mr. 401, Gene the News Machine, on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. Online at 630WPRO.com.
I love your show. I listen every morning on my way to work.
Rhode Island's anchorman, Gene Vellisenti.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Enjoy listening to you every morning starting at 6.
On WPRO.
Are you having challenges finding a painting or repair contractor that you can trust? Hi, I'm Tom Lapatosky, president of Lapco Contracting. We are the personable, particular professionals for painting and repair needs in southern New England. We are an actual local company, not some national franchise. We have an industry-leading five-year warranty backing up our work. Our warm and friendly staff will provide you with a feeling of trust and comfort for you and your family. Reach out now to talk to us about your interior or exterior painting or repair project. Log on to LapcoContracting.com today or call 1-800-PAINTING.
Message and data rates may apply. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
You use your phone for everything. But did you know that now it can even help you get life insurance? That's right. With one quick text right now, your phone can get you a free life insurance quote from AIG Direct. So if anything ever happened to you, your family would still be able to survive financially. For a free no-obligation quote, text the word NEED to 654-654. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month. That means you could save hundreds a year. But more importantly, it means you could save your family from financial devastation. No hassle, no stress. It's as easy as sending one simple text. Just text NEED to 654-654 now, and you can get a free quote in 5 minutes. You could even save up to 70%. That's NEED to 654-654. NEED to 654-654.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Flood Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/secure. That's ring.com/secure.
Hi, I'm Jack Restivo.
I'm Nick.
I'm Alec.
And I'm Jack Restivo Jr.
As an industry leader for 80 years, we're flattered to have been imitated.
knowing that even our competitors realize the best when they see it.
So, to celebrate our 80 years and the Restivo name being Rhode Island's most trusted name for heating and cooling, we're going to start our 80 Days of Summer promotion now.
Four lucky winners will receive a free AC system. The sooner you purchase, the more entries you'll receive.
Winners will be drawn during our September event at Palma Restaurante in Smithfield. Call us now for details.
We've got it all. LG and Mitsubishi ductless systems.
Amana with lifetime warranties.
10 years, parts and labor.
Financing, rebates. So when you see one of our bright yellow trucks, call 351-REST for your new and possibly free AC system. Also find us at yellowtruckac.com.
The guaranteed best value and dinner is on us at Palma. Call 351-REST.
Rest easy. Rest easy with Restivo. 351-REST. Restivo.
Join WPRO's Matt Allen Friday, June 30th from noon to 3 at the Bristol Town Common to kick off the Bristol 4th of July celebration and parade presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Matt will be live discussing the celebration, patriotism, and featuring special guests to amp you up for the nation's oldest continuous 4th of July celebration. It's all sponsored by Gill's Appliances with locations in Bristol and Middletown. Gill's Appliances. Come see the difference Gill's makes.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Hi, everybody. I am back. It's Dr. Pettirudi at Intellectual Medicine here with Ed Behind the Glass. Great job today, Ed. Thanks for being with me. And I know you're wondering, where is Shannon? Well, you know, she has kid duty yet again today. Yes, indeed. The responsibilities of parenthood are omnipresent, and love those kids. But, sometimes they got to be carted around. There's got to be a service. There's got to be an Uber service for children, right? I don't know. There's got to be an app for that. Someplace where they're super screened. You know, think about it. There's an epidemic of loneliness amongst the elderly. Right, these cute little old ladies, and they have an ability to drive. They can't do much else. They can drive. How about that? I'm going to create an app, Ed. I think I'll get rich with this. And it's going to be retired elderly women carting around school-age children. It'll be Uber. We'll call it Granny Uber. And they're so benign, right? What do you worry about with your kids? Their safety. Well, who's safer than a grandmother with good eyes and a conservative driving record? I think there's a niche for that. Maybe I just want it for myself. I don't know. Listen, if you're hearing this idea, go ahead and steal it. Because in reality, I'll never do it. But I think it's a brilliant idea. So if you're sitting home and you're one of these kids with computer skills, you know, there's got to be investor money for such an idea. Anyhow, we're talking about the 120-year lifespan. Now, if you're sitting there in good health, with a good brain, with prospects that are optimistic, then that sounds appealing. I've talked to people and they've said they're in their 50s or they're in their 40s or whatever age. Man, I don't want to live to be 100. I got to tell you, I've got folks in my practice in their late 90s and I haven't heard one of them say, you know, doc, I don't want to live another year. Yeah, they want that year. If they're in good health, it's true. Sometimes the body surrenders and it's time to go. Inevitably, it's time to go, but not when you're in robust health. Our goal for you is 120 years, and that is a sincere objective. You know, there's an article recently, and it was entitled, Live Long Enough to Live Forever. I was talking to a patient the other day. She's in her mid-60s, and she was doing intellectual medicine treatments to revitalize arteries and revitalize facial health. And she said, you know, doctor, there's a point in time where I just shouldn't bother doing this stuff. And in essence, will I get too old to benefit? I said, no. The good health habits that person did throughout her life enabled her to create a healthy platform upon which she could benefit from intellectual medicine to a greater degree. The same will hold true for you if you're investing in that foundation of good health and applying intellectual medicine principles to your living, maintaining your weight, replacing your hormones, diminishing toxins. These are all cornerstone elements so that in 10 or 20 years, when the next thing gets invented that will extend our life further, we'll be there to get the updraft. So we're talking about brains, and I shared with you my feeling that much of today's research is heading down a dead-end pathway. And we know some of the contributors to brain deterioration. They're just not widely promoted, and they're not widely treated or recognized. There's also an element of the brain, it's depression. Now, that is a true disease, and there are times where pharmacologic therapy is absolutely required. So we are not adverse to all pharmacotherapy. But there's a fascinating study, at least I think it is, where they took minocycline, an antibiotic, and gave it to folks with depression. And they found it helped many of them, more so than placebo, to have less depression. Now, how in the world can an antibiotic make you less depressed? Well, it turns out minocycline has a unique attribute of being anti-inflammatory. And there is this connection between inflammation and the brain. I told you about it before the break. Free radicals generate inflammatory molecules that corrode the brain and apparently may amplify depression. Those are called cytokines, among others. And you know what makes cytokines? Fat cells. So now things are starting to connect, right? Fat cells create cytokines, and we know that fat corrodes, at least correlates with shrinking brain. Now, when I treat folks for their obesity, to a person, they feel better. Their mood is enhanced. Their energy is enhanced. And this is a new angle on that. I always felt it was just because of the weight loss itself. But it turns out that the chemistry within their body is altering. Those inflammatory mediators are diminishing. And the depression can be lifted, not only that they're happy that the weight's going down, but that the cytokines themselves are no longer inflaming the brain. Now, does this mean we should go on minocycline for depression? No. It's an antibiotic, and it can ruin your gut bacteria. But it gives us an insight into things that can help. If an anti-inflammatory like minocycline can help, then how about supplements that have anti-inflammatory value? And some of those may well have value in enhancing mood. You know what else enhances mood, folks? Not losing your hormones. If you're anywhere between 35 and 55 and you're feeling a decline in mood, optimism, confidence, and temperament, then it's time to get your hormones evaluated. In our experience, corroborated by much research, the replacement of hormones makes the brain more resilient to stress. So the time, if you're in that window, to consider antidepressant drugs is only after your thyroid has been assessed and treated, only after your hormones have been assessed and treated. Now, here's an interesting corollary. You know, I see a lot of patients with symptoms of chronic Lyme, an absolutely awful condition to have. Chronic fatigue, muscle aching, brain fog, people who cannot read because their brain will not allow them to focus. And it's vexing, these treatment pathways that are out there. Some of them include months and months and months of antibiotics. At Intellectual Medicine, we don't endorse that pathway. Now, it may be that some of those folks are feeling better because of the anti-inflammatory impact of the drug itself, rather than the fact that it's killing spirochetes. That's possible. In our world, we're looking to enhance your immune function so that it can better fight not only spirochetes and Lyme, but also all other bacterial infections and cancer as well. Right? Your immune system is what keeps that in check. So we'll talk a little bit more about immune system, but there was a fascinating judgment recently from the European Court of Justice, the European Union Court of Justice, and they made a ruling that if there is proximity, that is, between an immunization and a disease state, that the immunization can be blamed for the subsequent disease. Now, this came up in the case of a patient or an individual who was given a hepatitis B immunization and within a year thereafter developed MS. He sued the maker of the immunization, and based upon this ruling by the Court of Justice of the European Union, if a disease is timely to the immunization, even without scientific evidence of its causality, it can be blamed. Think about that. The chill it's going to put on production of immunizations. Now, at Intellectual Medicine, we believe above all else in the freedom, the autonomy, and the intellectual ability of individuals to guide their own health, make their own health decisions. We believe that you have that capacity. Yes, go to the internet. And speaking of going to the internet, you can go to the internet and start researching what I'm talking about. And when we come back, the latest update on breast cancer screening, and we'll wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Pedderudi. This is Intellectual Medicine.
And if you want to be part of the show, give us a call at 1-800-321-WPRO or locally at 401-438-WPRO.
Now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor? You said, yeah.
He's brash and unapologetic. And he's looking to talk to you.
Can we talk here?
Get in on the discussion. It's the Matt Allen Show. Every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO. The voice of Southern New England. WPRO and The Gresh Show.
That's our guy. David Ortiz is our guy. And when you identify the great players in the history of the Boston Red Sox, David Ortiz is one of the... is one of the names that will automatically come to mind. His ability to be clutch was second to none.
Sports at Night with The Gresh Show, 6 to 9 p.m. on WPRO.
I'm Tony DeJesus from Big Blue Bug Solutions. The reason Big Blue Bug Solutions has so many satisfied customers throughout New England is because we keep up with the ever-changing world of pests and the latest methods to control and eliminate them. Most experts agree that we'll see more mosquitoes and ticks this year. Contact us at Big Blue Bug Solutions and reserve a spot in our mosquito and tick defense program. For a limited time, you'll even get 1 month free. Call us now at 888-BLUE-BUG or visit bigbluebug.com.
It's that time of year, bachelor and bachelorette parties, weddings, graduations, sporting events, and more. Professional Security Services can help you with all your transportation needs. Whether it's a ride to Logan, New York airports and piers, Professional Security Services will take you anywhere, anytime, 24/7. They offer transportation services for 7, 14, and 24 passengers, as well as town cars. So for that special night, bachelor, bachelorette party, wedding, or sporting event, call Professional Security Services, 942-4430. Macklin Street, Cranston, or ProfessionalSecurityRI.com.
Mid-State Gun Company is Rhode Island's premier public indoor shooting range. Our spacious facility offers 12 25-yard pistol, rifle, and shotgun lanes, a state-of-the-art clean air system, and the area's most extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Mid-State provides a wide selection of instructional courses, including Concealed Carry 101, offered each month. Concealed Carry 101 provides students with the legal advice needed to apply for the CCW permit, plus a certificate to qualify with our certified instructors upon completion. Call us today at 401-615-0669. Mid-State Gun Company, 1200 Ty Oak Avenue, Coventry, Rhode Island, and on the web at MidStateGuns.com.
Are you overwhelmed thinking about your insurance needs? At Zolano Insurance Agency, they protect what matters to you. Call the experienced staff at the Zolano Insurance Agency. They know it can seem like a huge task when buying or renewing your auto, home, life, or business insurance. They can make that task easy for you. Call the Zolano Insurance Agency. Let the staff help you with a free quote on your insurance needs. Offices in Smithfield, Chepachet, and North Providence. Call 949-1550 or visit them at ZolanoInsurance.com.
The summer weather is here, and it's a great time to start planning your remodeling projects. I'm Tara Granahan. Enjoy the summer. Maybe you have a little extra time, and you can make an investment that lasts a lifetime, like a new kitchen or bath from Quality Tile in West Warwick. Quality Tile is a family business. Owners Bill and Denise have a motto. I love it. We're not trying to be the biggest. We're just trying to do the best job for you. Before a project leaves their facility, it has to live up to their high standards, and if you're not happy, they're not happy. Projects are all done with minimal disruption in your home. They create a template of your counter. Tops, then remove the old and install your new countertops in just one day. Granite Countertops by Quality Tile. They have a showroom with entire kitchens and baths on display with cabinets, vanities, sinks, and faucets, plus backsplash options of all kinds. They're easy to find right off 295. Take the exit for Route 113. Go straight through the light at Bald Hill Road. It's the third street on the right. 69 Astor Street, West Warwick. Give them a call. Tell them Tara sent you. 826-9700. 826-9700 or QualityTileRI.com.
Ferocious Eyes, Southern New England's leader in fashion eyewear, is your home for the most distinctive eyeglasses and sunglasses. Whether you have insurance or not, you'll get the best deal around at Ferocious Eyes, Post Road in the Benny's Plaza, East Greenwich. If your child is having a hard time reading their books or iPad, schedule an eye exam with independent doctor of optometry Roland Estrada at Ferocious Eyes. Call 885-2166. Ferocious Eyes also has a great variety of contact lenses. Ferocious Eyes specializes in your special eyes.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Gail. We're co-owners of Gill's Appliances with convenient locations in Bristol and Middletown. Shop our 4th of July Savings Spectacular and enjoy amazing savings from June 22nd through July 3rd, in-store and online, on everything from grills to washers and dryers.
Whether you're gearing up for a summer season of barbecues on the grill, home renovations, or new construction, visit us at 397 Medicom Avenue in Bristol, 926 Aquidneck Avenue in Middletown, or online at gillsappliances.com.
Come see the difference Gills makes.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. It's Dr. Steve Pederuti. Thank you for listening to Intellectual Medicine. So I have to finish up my thoughts here about the immunizations. It can be rather confusing. At Intellectual Medicine, we believe in your right for self-determination, whether or not you want to get an immunization. Unless it's a critical risk to the public at large, disease and how you treat it is a personal and private affair. And a wide range of options should be made available, even if those options are not part of conventional medicine's dogma. Intravenous vitamins, many people pursue that avenue of care for a range of different treatments to support them as they fight chronic illness, including malignancy. Chelation therapy is used by many people to try to open up and preserve arterial health. It's their prerogative to make that choice based upon their interpretation of the information. It's paternalistic to have the state or other central agencies either restrict or impose therapy on the patients. So we do not like the mandate for immunizations. However, immunizations are good medicine in many cases. And this ruling from European Union, where you can sue just because you got sick after a shot, is absurd. That's going to put a damper on immunization research. I mean, if you're a company and you get whacked for multi-million-dollar lawsuits every time somebody gets a disease coincidentally after an injection, you're going to stop doing the research. And we're all going to suffer from that. Look, I don't remember anybody ever being in an iron lung from polio, but they were. These eras of illness and disease have been forgotten, but they're not gone. There are things that have helped to eliminate them, certainly, including better public hygiene, but the immunizations are a piece of the puzzle. So let's be balanced out there. And anyhow, new information on the screening for breast cancer. The American College of OBGYN moved off of their antiquated stance that you should get a mammogram at age 40 and do it every year. Instead, they now say, well, you can offer it to people at 40, have a conversation, then you can recommend it at age 50, and doing it every other year is reasonable. We support this rational shift, but we don't think it goes far enough. The notion that a mammogram is an essential component for breast health prevention across the board is misplaced in its focus. Mammograms do not prevent breast cancer. They simply find it, in some cases, a little bit earlier. However, there are many studies that show finding it a little bit earlier makes no difference compared to doing stealth breast exams or physician exams, which the ACOG recommended at age 40 and to be repeated annually. So you heard Shannon talking recently about the confusion over breast cancer screening. I think this just makes it even more muddled. It depends on the individual as well and on the anatomy of the breast in question. Is it easy to examine or not? How hard is it to really determine by touch what may be present? Irradiating the breast on a regular basis does nothing to prevent or diminish the risk of cancer. In fact, radiation is a known carcinogen. Not that we should never get x-rays, but boy, you should be contemplative about them. It's very hard to connect any singular trigger to cancer. Yet they exist, and they're cumulative. So at Intellectual Medicine, we're very conservative in recommending mammograms. We feel that they should be individualized and that in many cases, the best approach is none at all, especially with diligent self-breast exam. Speaking of triggers for cancer, there's been a cluster of cancer suspected in North Providence in certain schools. and the Department of Health will not investigate it. And we think that's reasonable to not investigate it because it's impossible to drill down what may be the trigger. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't care. You know where there's a cancer cluster, folks? In Rhode Island. We don't know exactly why, but it may have something to do with the prevailing winds blowing overhead. We do a lot of heavy metal testing in intellectual medicine, and I cannot remember the last person who came back with low levels of cadmium. Cadmium is a known carcinogen, and the majority, I dare say, nearly 100% of the patients we test are carrying significant cadmium loads in their body, not to mention significant lead loads. Another known carcinogen is obesity. We talk about this a lot because it's important. And there's a cure. There's a treatment out there you need to know about so you have that option. Not only is obesity and excess fat a cause of cancer, but a new study connected it to major birth defects. Starting at a BMI greater than 25, the risk of nerve, heart, limb, and genitalia defects of a significant degree go up. The recommendation, of course, is to get to your best weight before you become pregnant. We can help you with that at Intellectual Medicine. It is the hardest thing to do in all of medicine. It is the least understood. It is the most complex treatment. There's nothing harder to do than to control and maintain your best weight. But that's one of the areas where we have found the cure. So anyhow, folks, it's been a fun day. I hope you've enjoyed the range of topics. Feel free to take notes and to come back next week. We'll be live again, even though I think next week's 4th of July. Isn't it, Ed? 4th of July? Yeah, it is. 4th of July weekend. We will be here live. So you can always ask a question about a prior show. I had a caller once say, boy, it moves so fast, Doc, that I think of questions after you're off the air. So feel free to re-engage the topic. And in the future, we'll be making more announcements about this. We will be developing the Intellectual Medicine Think Tank. This will be a group of individuals charged with reflecting on important healthcare and social topics and coming up with thoughtful positions. And we're going to be inviting some of our listeners to be guest participants in the Think Tank. It'll be starting up this fall. You can continue listening here if you're interested in submitting your application to be a member of the think tank. And in the great tradition of American political progress, the think tank will take place in a pub or wine bar. That's where great thoughts happen, right? In vino veritas, in wine is truth. So we will unburden ourselves with libation and then let the intellect flow. Well, coming up next is our good friend Tony DeJesus. And I hope you noticed, everybody, that the big blue bug has a beautiful new coat of paint. And I'm really happy about that. I think that the community rallied around it. But you know what I'm not so happy about? The passivity regarding all the other graffiti throughout the entire state. Hardly a surface not scribbled upon. I don't get it. You know, we can obliterate the blue bug in a heartbeat. Let's get the rest of it done.
Our beautiful name?
What's that now?
Do you remember his name?
Yes, I do. It's Nibbles Woodaway. Yeah, I was chastised for my lack of Rhode Island detail knowledge. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. I'm Dr. Steve Federuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. You're listening to WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. Stay tuned. Up next, Tony DeJesus and the Big Blue Bug Solutions. Have a beautiful weekend. Wishing you 120 youthful years. I'm Dr. Steve Federuti.